Our good friend Jackie McManus is with us on Retention Attention. She does various surveys concerning driver interests and issues, and she gets your feedback on resolutions, and today will be no different. Jackie, good morning to you.
Tim, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Doing fantastic. Excited to be on. I feel like it's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. We missed you last month. It's only been a month, I guess, hasn't it? So we missed you last month, but we certainly are happy to have you with us this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited to be on.
All right. Our number is 615-292-6366. And if it's easier for you to shoot me an email with your question or comment for Jackie, you can send that to tim@radionemo.com. What's the question you would like to throw out this morning, Jackie?
Yeah, Tim, as always, I love to hear feedback from the drivers. And today, I want to talk more about retention. And so I want to ask drivers, you know, what are carriers doing to keep you at your current company? Anything new that you have seen your carriers do to keep you at your company? I want to hear from you. And so please feel free to call in, because the feedback that we get from this show is so valuable, and we bring every message back to our trucking companies to try to overall, you know, help with the driver retention and recruiting issue that everyone is facing. And so just to repeat, I'd love drivers to call in and find out exactly what's keeping them at their current carrier.
And Jackie, you've been at this for quite a while now. I remember our very first time talking, and in the amount of years that you've, and I can't remember how many years, but
it's been 7 years since you and I have been talking about driver recruiting or retention. Can you believe that?
That just whizzed by, didn't it?
It really did. I remember the first time you and I met, we were, you know, live face-to-face at a couple shows, and you and I think we were in Ohio at an Expediter conference.
Right.
I was just looking at my calendar, and that was 7 years ago this upcoming March. Isn't that just crazy?
I know. It really is. And then we blink our eye, and next thing we'll be saying it's been 10 years, you know? Yeah, it just a blink of an eye.
10-year anniversary, Tim.
We're going to have to do that. I could either come up to where you are, but we'll have to make sure it's spring or summer, all right? I can't do winter too well up
there.
That's it. Not anymore.
You and I are very sensitive to the cold, yes.
but you've made so much of a difference, Jackie, in the trucking industry over the years, you know, taking back the feedback from our listeners to the various companies that you work with and making a change. And that's what it's about, making that change. And I know I say this so often, but just looking back to the way trucking companies thought of drivers, a dime a dozen, the way it is now is just a huge difference in where drivers are being appreciated now and doing and implementing, you know, thanks to you. And a lot of that, they're implementing programs and things that they're putting in place or have put in place to help retain the drivers.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you look at the whole landscape, even over the last 7, and we've had the business now for 10 years, which we're really excited that we'll be celebrating 10 years of the women-owned business in this industry this upcoming May. When you look at the overall average retention rate, then when you look at, you know, those are surplus of 100% in the industry. You know, with those bigger OTR companies, you're still seeing those high 70 to 90%. But with a lot of our clients, the focus has been, especially during COVID and now more than ever, has been not only on recruiting drivers, but on how can we retain the driver? Because a lot of carriers, as you know, and as drivers know, spend so much money on marketing dollars to get their brand out there, which is very important. Carriers should be doing that, especially if they're growing, right? If they're acquiring businesses or they're looking to grow their business, they need to get their brand out there. But on the flip side, you know, carriers now and our clients, we've been able to take this feedback and give it to clients to help them in their retention and saying, okay, let's pause for a second and look at not only how much you're spending on marketing, but look at what does your retention retention rate look like? And so for a lot of companies that have worked with our team, we've helped reduce retention rates by 25 to 40%. And really, it's a couple of tactics that to you and I, what you and I have been talking about for 7 years, is really employing that trust and that, you know, empowerment in drivers. And so, you know, specifically one of our clients, they're really trained and refocused their recruiters to have, and instead of having a first internal, you know, conversation with a driver asking, do you have your true experience? Do you have a hazmat? Do you have this? Do that? We've encouraged companies to have a true open-ended question to determine if the candidate is a good fit for the carrier and really figuring out exactly what that driver is looking for. And you know what? It's okay if not every driver is the right fit for your company. And, you know, sometimes, and we've seen over the years, a lot of recruiters will try to fit a square into a round hole, right? And it just doesn't work. And so when carriers are looking at long-term retention, it really comes down to the first initial conversation. And so the carrier is really pausing and saying, hey, how are we talking to these drivers within the first 30 seconds, 1 minute, 5 minutes of talking to the drivers and figuring out what they want to make sure it's a good fit for both the driver and the carrier. And again, if it's not a great fit, a lot of carriers now are referring their friends, you know, other, you know, trucking industry friends and saying, you know what, this might better be a better job for you. And we're seeing that across the board. That's actually led to the spike in overall turnover, the reduction in turnover. It's just by starting out with that simple, honest, straightforward conversation of what are you looking for? What are your goals? And how can we help you? Versus this is what we need. We need you to start yesterday. That kind of really fast momentum that a lot of folks just don't appreciate. So it's been really encouraging to see that companies are taking the time to retrain their recruitment team by asking questions so that they can ultimately build trust.
Absolutely. And you know, Jackie, our listeners probably don't know the significance of their impact, of the impact rather that they have added to this as well, that they have in this, because the feedback you get from our listeners when you're on, you take it straight to those companies and have greatly improved the industry in that factor, in that manner as well. So, you know, everybody, it's our listeners and you and all of us have our part in helping things get to the way they are now, getting a lot better. Our number is 615-292-6366. And I have an email that I'll share with you too on the other side of this break here, Jackie. Jackie McManus is with us. This is Tim Ridley on Retention Attention with Jackie McManus on SiriusXM. Jackie wants to know, what has your company done to keep you with that company? What are they doing to keep you with the company? It's one thing to bring you in, but it's another thing to keep you there. Jackie, we have an email, and he starts off thanking you for coming on and for helping to make this industry better. And but he goes on to say that to him, he says to me, the most important thing is having an open door policy. With any company you go with, there are going to be problems, there are going to be issues. But the main thing is that if you have someone that you can go to help resolve those issues, that's what my company has. It's a great open door policy where I can go walk into the office from the lowest all the way up to the highest, who is the CEO of the company, and just let them know what I'm having a problem with. And generally, it gets resolved. So that open door policy does mean a whole lot, doesn't it?
Yep, it really does. And that's actually something that, and thank you so much for writing that in, the caller, because that's something that you know, we have discussed with many carriers. Is, you know, they'll say they have an open door policy, but really when you get into the weeds of it all, that's not the case. And it is as simple as the driver's voices being heard on what's working and what's not working. Like the driver just said, there's going to be issues with 99% of the companies. You know, and that's why, you know, this is an issue throughout the state. But with carriers, if they have that open door policy and they're seeing that things are getting resolved immediately, that really makes a big difference. And I want to bring up another point to piggyback off of that. We have a carrier now that implemented driver surveys at the shipper. And and so at their customers to find out exactly what that experience that each individual shipper looks like for the driver. And with any positive and negative feedback, that goes directly to senior management, and they actually reevaluate and renegotiate the relationship with the shippers because it's so important to them that the driver has a decent experience across the board. And so that comes down to the wait time, to how they're being treated at the shippers. And, you know, that really ties hand in hand with the open door policy, with carriers saying, hey, you know what? You're valuable. You're the front line of our workforce. How is that experience going for you? And that took a while for carriers to get there, right? But that approach has definitely made a huge impact on carriers that are really asking their drivers what that experience looks like for each and every driver through the lens of the driver at each of their customers to ensure that they can make better working relationships, a better contract, and really that trickles down right to the driver immediately.
That is really great. How many times did I wish that when I was out there driving that the company I was with had that type of system in place, because that makes life so much easier for the driver. It really does.
Yeah, it's a game changer, in my opinion, for companies to get direct feedback from the folks that are, again, the frontline workforce and asking what that experience looks like, because, you know, there is such a shortage with drivers moving. You know, there's a driver shortage and then there's the retention shortage. And I think truly it is a retention problem. That does trickle down to the relationship between the carrier and the shipper. And so why not ask your current drivers? And this is done actually on a quarterly basis. So every 3 months, this carrier specifically surveys all drivers with all customers and figures out the pain points to make that relationship better. Then go back to the shipper and say, hey, this is what we're finding out from, you know, X amount of our drivers, and this is what's not working for us. We need to reevaluate so we can make it a better system for both the driver, the shipper, and then the carrier as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I have another email that just came in, Jackie, and he says, first of all, he starts off apologizing that he can't call in. He's waiting on a very important phone call. He has to keep his line clear. But anyway, he says he just wanted to put this in. His thing is that how they treat the drivers. His company, he says, my company believes in treating drivers like they're human beings. And if there's an issue that needs to be addressed, all I have to do is pick up the phone and call someone. And they listen to me just like if, as though I was one of their family members. And to me, that's one of the most important things. And I put that in over pay. And you and I have talked about that over the years about, you know, a lot of people think, well, it's all about the pay. But not necessarily. It goes back to how, you know, most people would rather be treated fairly as opposed to making more money. You can make a whole lot of money, but be treated like trash, and it's not worth it.
Right. No, that is such a great point. It really comes down to how drivers are being treated by the carrier immediately. And so that, you know, thank you so much for writing that email and really explaining what that looks like for you. And it really comes down to that open door policy, right? It comes down to the driver being able to feel like they have a voice within their company so that they can give them the good, give them the bad, and really see change, right? I think one of the biggest pieces that we kind of touched upon earlier is that, you know, what's so important about what we all do in the industry is that we all have a part in making it a better industry. You know, the transportation industry is not going anywhere, right? It's 70% of what we each rank and wear of all goods and services in the United States. And so it starts with the driver. It really, truly does, because, you know, a lot of C-suite executives are just not on the road every day, obviously, with the driver. So it really starts with getting that initial feedback from the drivers and having someone that they can call. And that's why it's so important to also have mentorship programs. So not only, you know, being able to access the internal staff, but, you know, within the first couple of months, having someone you can talk to that's been with a company for, you know, 5-10 years and figure out the ins and outs of how to manage their day-to-day stress. Because, you know, the mental health of being on the road is so important. And so with carriers really implementing that open door policy and a mentorship program, you're really seeing seeing their turnover rate reduce, you know, year over year, which is really positive and exciting to see in this industry.
Yes, that is absolutely true. Well, we talked about time in terms of the 7 years, Jackie. Now time in terms of our segment has flown by, as it always does.
Sure
it's
has.
About time for us to get ready to get out of here. But always a pleasure to have you on, Jackie. And we certainly look forward to next month. I was going to say next week, next month, having you on again.
Yeah, looking forward to be on. Tim, thank you so much. Thank you so much for everyone that that wrote into your emails. And look forward to talking to you in February.
All right. You have a great week.